Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Just Kidding, But Seriously. Please join Cam and Eli as they go over all the funny things that come about the worlds. They make up nonsense and craziness above their minds. This is JKBS. Stay with us every week. We give you funny news so you can funny laugh your way home or to works. Remember, we're just kidding, but seriously.
Oh, thank you.
I'm dancing and I'm not lazy, cause you know that I'm great. What? He's not going anywhere.
Get this man a record deal right now.
Get it. Get me something. You can call me smooth baby back ribs with your grandma's applesauce. Cause that's just the way I like it. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. Oh. I was going to say, speaking of baby back ribs, what was that? I want my baby back. Was that Chili's?
It is Chili's, because the next line is Chili's, baby back ribs, barbecue sauce. Dude, I'm out of breath. What happened?
You just think about baby back ribs and you get out of breath.
Chicken.
Ugh. Ribs and chicken.
Oh, man. How's it going, man? Are you hearing me okay?
I can hear you okay. And it's going pretty good. Almost done with my little cold brew here, so I'm a little bummed. But I'm glad I'm at least having some this late. Normally, I reserve that for I normally reserve this for before 10 a.m.
Yeah, before 10 a.m. because you don't want to be really drinking coffee at fucking 10 p.m., you fucking wanker. I mean, good God.
I'm going to start calling
trying to stay up past the moons? Oh, I know. Yeah, that's nasty, right? Ozzy. What damn man? Good old Ozzy.
Good Lord. What are you sipping on? What's new?
I am sipping on a Stella Artois.
Very good.
I believe it's Belgium for Stella got her groove back. And it's in the form of beer. So I tried doing the old bullet bourbon that I have in the old freezer, but I wasn't digging it. And I said, let's go beer.
See, we keep our liquor in the freezer also, but I've heard that, does that affect the taste possibly?
Probably. Who cares? I've had it in there for a couple years now, so...
It'd be so funny to buy. It'd be so funny to buy a $500 bottle of bourbon, and you get home and you open the freezer, and someone's like, "Isn't that going to affect the taste?" And you're like, "Who gives a shit?" You just toss it in there.
who gives a shit? Let's calm down, everybody. Okay, this is completely normal. Okay, I drink it once in every blue moon, which is once a year. And then I throw it away before finishing it, so let's not freak out. Make a scene, okay? Plus, bullet bourbon, I think, is only $40 or $30. Come on.
I'm a cheapo when I buy liquor. I'm usually a cheapo. I'm totally cool
me
with
too.
A $20 bottle of liquor.
Oh, dude, you think you're cheap? When I go get because Lauren only likes Prosecco, so when I go get Prosecco, the one she likes is usually almost $20. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You have you could finish one of those bottles in a night, mm-hmm. because they're just not, it's not that much, I guess. It's two glasses, and because it's mostly friggin' bubbles, and so I'll try to get one that's on sale or discounted, even if it's saving me $5. And then she'll get it and taste different. So she'll be like, but I just think it's funny that way. I'll save $2 or $5 just because I don't want to spend $20 on a bottle of wine.
And you know what's so funny is like when I buy beer, I usually try to stay under the $10 mark because there are plenty of beers I like for under 10. So I'm like, why am I going to go above that? So it's just funny that I don't want to spend more than 10 bucks for 6 beers. Yet when I go to a restaurant, if they have $5 beers, I'm just like, oh my God, this is a great deal.
I know you don't even think about it that way when in reality you could buy your own 6-pack or whatever for that same price.
Yeah. Cause if you pound away 6 beers at a happy hour at a restaurant, you're still looking at like fucking $30 probably.
It's ridiculous, man. I mean, and then you get like a mixed drink out. It's fucking, all right, that'll be $37.16.
I don't know why, but that just reminded me of the scene from Hall Pass where he orders like 2 or 3 shots and the bartender's like $60 or something like that. What?
$60. Oh, at Chili's? Isn't that where they go?
No, they go to Applebee's like the first night.
Applebee's, yeah.
There's a scene where they're at a club where that one like shitty barista is DJing or something. Okay. And I think Bo Burnham plays the bartender and Owen Wilson orders like 2 or 3 shots. And he's just like so not friendly about it. He's just like $60. And not surprised that people would pay that much for 3 fucking shots nowadays at a bar.
Yeah, shots are the worst. Shots are the worst. I'm back. You hear that fumbling around?
Oh, I did hear it.
It's getting dirty in here.
You building a fucking Lego set while we're doing this thing?
No, but that's a fantastic idea. I'm going to look into it. I can't wait to play with Legos.
We should rebrand the podcast and call it like Legos with Cameron and Eli or something.
Oh man. Well, that could be a YouTube channel. It'd be more entertaining to see us put Legos together while we're having a podcast. You know what? That's genius. Table that.
Or no Lego, joke. Legos with Pregos. It's just you and pregnant woman building Legos.
No. Well, yeah, you basically Legos with Pregos, and then I just interview pregnant women.
And then while they're answering, you're just looking at Legos, and they're just like, you asked me this question. Why are you not paying attention while I'm answering you to your own damn question?
Who cares?
And you're just like, ma'am, shut the fuck up. I'm building a Legos.
Sir.
Sir.
I'm not a sir. Okay. Wow. Whatever you say. So you almost made some friends. Let's hear about it.
Yeah.
Cause I want to know about it.
Well, as you know, I have, other than our friend, Michael Dietert in the Houston area, I have basically zero friends anywhere near here.
Okay.
And so, you know, Jen and I are always like, you know, oh, it'd be cool to have like maybe a couple friend, you know, like, and when I say couple friends, I mean a couple that is our friends, you know?
Yeah. Like a man and a woman, or even maybe two men or two women.
I was going to say, we're in 2020, bro. What's this whole man and a woman bullshit that you're throwing at me? All right.
I just gave you three options there.
That's
or you can, damn right. or it can be one person that is a man and a woman.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So anyways, we went to this brewery last weekend, I think, called Blue Owl. Okay. And I fucking love them because they do nothing but sour beers.
Ooh.
So we got there kind of early. There was almost nobody there. Then it started to get kind of crowded. And this younger couple sat down at the table next to us. And so, you know, the guy's kind of outgoing.
Sounds like a good movie. Okay, keep going. Sorry. I'm really into this.
So the guy's very outgoing, starts talking to us. And then, you know, the four of us are kind of talking a little bit. They're brand new to Austin.
Oh, you should have made it real awkward and been like, so are we going to do it or what?
They've got big bathrooms here. All four of us can fit in one. Let's fucking go.
let's get crazy. Welcome to Austin.
So they're new to Austin. They're from New Jersey, which is where I'm originally from.
Ooh, all right.
And they're right around our age. And so like we're talking a little bit. They're asking what restaurants we like around here, this and that, because the guy is apparently a chef and he's going to be a chef at some restaurant here in Austin. And so,
okay.
So I think they went up to go get, some drinks, and they were coming back to the table because she left her phone there or something. And then Jen and I were like, oh, that'd be totally cool if we were like friends with them. And she was like, oh yeah, we should like maybe try and get their number. And then I went to the bathroom once they were back thinking like, oh, maybe Jen's going to get their number because we're about to head out. And then I came back and she went to the bathroom and I was waiting back at our table. And I'm like, I wonder if she got their number. And so she gets back and I tell the couple, I'm like, hey, good luck out here. Like, hope you enjoy Austin. And then we left and neither of us got their numbers.
Oh my God.
And at that point, it's very awkward to just walk back in and be like, hey, can we get your number? Cause we have no friends around here and we know that you have no friends around here.
Hey, can we, let me get that number. Let me get them digits.
Cause and it's so funny.
We only have a dog.
And it's so funny because on the way to the car, I told Jen, it reminded me of the ending of Dumb and Dumber where like those girls invite them on the bus. They pass it up and then they're like, when are we going to get our break?
We'll get it soon. The town's back that way.
So yeah,
man, two lucky guys will be driving with them halfway across the country. Yeah, we'll get our break soon. Yeah.
Yeah. We were walking to the car and I was like, so when do you think we're ever going to make some friends?
Dude, that reminds me. So we went to the Tampa Outlets, probably in November. I think it was November, and we were shopping around. Obviously, we have crew with us, and this other couple has like a infant as well, and they're kind of like floating around, and we're in this like one of these kid stores. I forget what it was called, and one of them was like, are you in the military? And I was like, no, I get it all the time, but I'll take it as a compliment. And then he started asking more questions, and then they all like, everybody started talking, and we like literally talked for like 20-25 minutes in the store. And
good God,
I don't know, it was just awkward. Like, you almost feel like they were looking for like people like with a kid like to be friends with, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny, like right when we walked away, Lauren was like, should we have asked for their number? And I was like, nah, we don't need friends. I was like, I'm good.
I was gonna ask, like, after that whole situation with the brewery thing happened, like if you guys have like other couples that you're friends with, or how you go about meeting people or making friends as a couple with a kid.
I mean, it would be just like you did and or like how we did, but I just don't really, I mean, I don't know.
I mean,
I got a couple friends that have kids, but we're not like, we don't like people. We do, but we don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're the same. Like, we expect the worst in everybody, but we still, but we still want friends.
Well, cause it's hard. It's like, it's a lot to do to get out and go hang out. Now we'll do it. We'll go to the zoo. We'll do things with friends and stuff like that. But like on a regular basis, it's just not, I mean, we just don't really have anybody close enough to where it's like a regular thing, I guess.
Yeah. And I mean, it's also just like, I'm in my own head too much. And it's just that any kind of like fear of rejection is just like, not that a couple is going to be like, no, we're good. Like, I think they would give, even if they didn't want to hang out with you, they would give you one of their numbers and then they would just fucking block you.
Yeah. But dude, you could have easily been like, hey, maybe we should exchange numbers. You guys are new here. We enjoyed talking with you. If you guys ever want to grab a beer and hang out sometime, let us know. I'll send you some funny memes, maybe even a dick pic.
It'd be so creepy if you're like, hey, if you ever want to grab a beer or beat up a homeless guy or something, let us know.
Oh, damn homeless. You know, they should start getting some homes.
I know, right? Fucking, even if it's like a play set, like steal it from like a backyard or something, just get yourself some kind of home.
Yeah. Yeah. Like one of those play sets that, yeah. And, you know, who cares if we lose our homeless listeners, because I'm sure there's very few. So,
can you imagine like reviews are left on this podcast? Like, I'm homeless and I'm very offended by this last episode.
Yeah. The one thing they have is like an actual like cell phone. It's like, no matter how bad things get in today's world, everybody has a cell phone. Even like the most homeless person ever with no money continues to have a cell phone somehow.
Pretty much.
And he listens to podcasts.
But maybe we're being a little insensitive, because I feel like there are people who maybe like bounce around from home to home, like sleeping at friends' places here and there, and they probably consider themselves homeless because they don't have an official home. So I think we're a couple of jerks.
We're a couple of freaking chicken jerks.
So I just clearly want to state that the people I'm talking about beating up are homeless people that live under a bridge. That's what I'm getting.
Or maybe they live just under the stars.
Ooh, but again, you know,
there's no bridge for them. So
still feel like we might be including those people that bounce around from home to home then.
Who cares?
You're right.
You're right. Let's move on. Shout out to homeless people. Anyways.
If you want to bounce on to the next topic, unless you had anything going on.
No, tell me about these parking lot pet peeves, because I can't wait to dive into this one.
Well, I only have a couple right now. I'm sure there's like 12 more that I'm forgetting, but one of the biggest ones is diagonal walkers. Like, do you know what I mean by this? A diagonal walker in a parking lot?
You can elaborate for the listeners.
Okay. I'm going to try to paint a picture for you. Let's say you're in like a strip mall with several fucking stores, right? You walk out of one store, but your car is parked, let's say like 30 feet to the left of you. Okay.
Okay.
So a normal person like me walks directly out of the store and crosses like the lanes where cars are driving. And then I take my left once I'm crossing, because that means that I'm spending the least amount of time in car's way. You know what I mean?
Okay. But then
there are people that like walk diagonally to their car. And if they walk at like the right angle, they're blocking the paths of cars for like 10 fucking seconds. You know what I mean? Like, they're walking at a 45 degree angle in the fucking, in the lanes, and it's fucking annoying.
Well, people don't care about other people.
I know. And that's why they need to.
I know.
That's why they need to get put in a rocket and sent into fucking space, never to return.
No, they shouldn't even get that luxury.
I know, right? Because then they get to say they went to space.
Yeah, burn them alive. There's throw them at the stake. You know, fuck people who walk slow. And I know you said parking lot pet peeves, but man, there's nothing worse than being in a store with a cart, and then they have a cart, but you can't get around them because they're going so slow, and then things are too tight. You just want to ram them from the back. Freaking jerks.
It's like being like when you're in the like baking or spices aisle, like the day before Thanksgiving or something. And it's just like fucking chaos and circle pits going on in that damn aisle in the grocery store.
And it smells like armpits too.
Yeah. It's fucking gnarly.
Oh, people are the worst anyways. Okay, so what's the second one?
The second one is not just in a, I guess like this is called parking lot pet peeves. So it's mostly in parking lots, but people who go over speed bumps so slow that you would think that they're carrying like explosives in their car and they're just trying not to set them off while they're fucking going over these speed bumps. Like every time I see one of these people go over a speed bump so slow, I just am like, why don't you just stop in front of the speed bump, put your car into neutral, and then get out and push your fucking car over the speed bump and then get back in and drive away. Like, it is so fucking irritating.
It's like people that some people that go so slow over speed bumps that they don't even make it to the other side and they slowly roll back.
They roll back into your car and you just beat them to death in the parking lot.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like that. Oh, go ahead.
Do you have a typical store this happens at a lot, or is this just anywhere?
It's just anywhere. I don't think it's in any one place more than another.
Yeah, Costco is probably the worst when it comes to all this shit. You got so many foreigners in there. Everybody from every part of the world. And it's always crowded as shit. People, I swear, I've never seen so many older people that are in their like 50s or 60s just like freak out for free samples of fucking acai drinks or like a free sample of a fucking, I don't know, crab cake or something stupid that just like, I'm just like watching these people just chaos. And I don't know, it just blows my mind how retarded people are.
Are they like giving people dirty looks like, hey, get in the back of the line. Like, I'm next for the sample.
I mean, when's the last time you were in a... I was about to say Starbucks. When was the last time you were in a Costco?
It's been a while. Probably.
Okay, so...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's just like we were there today and I just watched this lady just like bum rush to this lady that was giving out samples. And I was just thinking to myself... My God, this must be your fucking Disneyland. That is just pathetic. But and you do you, boo.
You see, like, when you see that kind of person inside, you're like, I hate you and everything that you probably stand for. But at the same time, in the back of your head, aren't you like, I wish I was that fucking stupid that I just get so excited over a free sample at Costco.
I mean, I guess it depends on what it is, too. But I don't know. It just blows my mind how ridiculous people are.
Yeah.
Good God, do you hear that?
I hear something. Are you like listening to mariachi music or something over there?
No, those are like either race cars or bikes like racing right now. I think, unless I'm going insane. Do you hear that? Oh my God. They're still going. Where are they going? You know,
they're just doing donuts.
Be so funny if it's like, it's not even like any car or anything racing. It's just like a guy with a speaker box.
I was
driving down the neighborhood really slow and he's got it out. It's just blaring and it sounds like cars racing. Turn that shit down.
He's just got like a $25,000 stereo system in his fucking piece of shit Honda Civic.
Usually is the case where the friggin' subwoofers are so big they don't even fit inside the back of the car. Can't even close the trunk.
Dude, speaking of that, I went to the mall today, and as I was walking into the mall, this car like was slowly driving, you know, through the parking lot, and the music was blasting so loud that you were literally hearing like the body of the car vibrate. Like I couldn't even tell what the fucking song was. Like I was just hearing bass and then a car rattling and it was fucking stupid as shit.
Oh, I hate people. People are the worst. Let's just leave it at that.
Amen.
So let's talk a little bit of Netflix because they've been releasing a lot of stuff lately. I know you've seen the second season of You.
Oh yeah,
which I'm a little upset with. We haven't watched it yet, so don't say anything.
What a boner killer, bro.
I know. I mean, you can talk about it if you want, but I won't be able to chime in, and we can save that. But even though you haven't watched this, we got to talk about it.
Go for it. It's funny because someone else asked us yesterday if we watched it. So I had like two people within 2 days mention it.
Are you talking about Don't Fuck with Cats?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you watched it yet?
We haven't, and I don't know that I'm going to.
You need to. You need to just look away if you have to at certain parts, but it doesn't show anything dying. It's a documentary. But it's pretty fascinating, and it's only 3 episodes, so.
And they're only 4 hours long each.
And they're only like 24 hours each. I'll just give you a little background bio of it. So basically, if anybody has not seen this, I guess I won't say too much, but we probably don't have very many listeners anyways, so who gives a shit? So Don't Fuck with Cats on Netflix is pretty ridiculous. It's about this like Canadian kid, I think. Well, he was actually like 29 at the time. But he's from Canada, and he like created a video online of basically two kittens, and he like puts them in a vacuum seal bag, and then, you know, and he films it, but he kind of hides his face, but he also kind of leaves it to where you can kind of see who he is, and he gives like clues in the videos. And so after that, basically these people that are being interviewed in the documentary are people that started a Facebook group to find this guy and make him get caught and stuff like that. And then he started making more videos, and he knew that these people were following him. So he made it like almost these people were following made him become what he was almost. But it's really weird. You have to watch it. It's pretty interesting. They keep you interested. It's super, super messed up. But it happened in like 2014. I think he's still in prison right now. But it gets pretty crazy.
So interesting. So is he like giving clues to who he was as like a taunt? Like, yeah, see if you can fucking find me? Or he didn't realize he was giving clues away?
That's the thing. I don't know if it's true or not, or if they're just like, it just kind of worked out that way and they're trying to make it seem like he did. I don't know if I want to give him that much credit, because if so, he's pretty damn genius. It just seemed like he wanted the attention, and he definitely got it. But I don't know. He was a weird looking dude. I mean, if you see him and his mom, they both look like weirdos. And then... he was just all into himself. He was like all doing like, he was like on websites for like bisexual stuff and selling himself and like just crazy shit. And he was like bouncing from states to different countries and stuff, trying to go on the run, and just crazy. But he was all about being into himself, and just, you have to watch it because I don't want to ruin like the real meaning behind what he did, why he did it, and how they figured it out.
All right.
It's kind of cool because it's based off of like him being obsessed with some movies. I'll just say that. And he kind of like replays those movies in his own way, but like very similar. So when they have clues and stuff, it's cool. It's pretty cool how it all ties in.
Well, if they don't show anything like disturbing, I can probably sit through it, but I hope this guy gets killed in prison.
They don't show anything being murdered. They kind of show you snippets of certain videos, of course, but they don't actually like show you anything that's like graphic.
We'll see. Anyways, man. I'm sure.
Interesting stuff.
I'm sure we'll watch it. I know Jen was interested in it a couple weeks back, and I was just like, yeah, no, thank you. I don't want any part in this, because I just assumed.
Nah, you guys should watch it. Like, Lauren had troubles watching it too because of the animals and stuff, but it's whatever. It just, I don't know. Nothing you can do about it, but it's super interesting. Yep.
It was funny though, because I think a couple of weeks ago, back when Jen mentioned it, Jen had sent me a news article while I was at work about someone who like harmed an animal, like a cat or a dog. And then she sent me a news article about like some person being harmed or whatever. And I was like,
I didn't give a shit, right? You didn't care as much.
Yeah. I was like, the one about the pet is so much more upsetting. Like, who gives a fuck about people?
Isn't that weird? That's exactly how I felt, because he kills a human as well. He like,
oh, does he?
Yeah, he kills a guy, which that's actually the worst part of it. And the kittens somehow seemed more disturbing, if that makes sense. It's probably because they're so helpless and innocent and they don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That's exactly how I kind of felt. I was like, I didn't really care that he killed a guy, but when he killed the cats, it was just kind of like, all right, can you not do that? Like, those are fucking kittens.
You're like, I was willing.
Not even cat.
You're like, I was willing to let him killing the guy slide, but we got to put a stop to this right now.
Yeah. It's so funny that you mentioned that, because it's exactly how we felt. It's weird. Does that make us psychopaths?
Psychopaths? I don't think so. But I think what it means is that I think you all have to move to Austin, and then bam, like, we have our friends.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to live in Texas, though. I'm just going to be 176% honest with you.
Why? Are you afraid of, like, awesome tacos and good beer?
No, I'm afraid that I'm going to start talking like this. And I'm going to start wearing white beaters and then cowboy hats and spurs and whips and tassels. And I don't know.
It's funny, because I go to bed wearing all of that.
I could totally see you like wearing some spurs with no pants.
Apple maybe like jeans.
No, I'm serious. Like some high cowboy boots with spurs, no pants, but a leather vest jacket and a cowboy hat.
A cowboy hat with a little strap that goes under my chin so it stays on.
Yes. See, that's what you should be wearing when Jen gets home. Surprise her. The little wow thing. Make sure you got a whip, though. You know, whip. She opens the door, you try to close it with the whip.
And I got a bowl of salsa just balancing on my fucking chest.
And then fucking, and then your dog, forget his name, but he's like chopping up fucking guacamole.
I have the salsa balancing on my chest, and she comes in and in this like soft voice, I'm like, be careful. And then I like dip my finger in it and I'm like, it's spicy.
That just reminded me of Scary Movie 2 when he's like wearing the red dress. He's eating the banana. He's like, I don't know what you guys are doing. I just came down here to get a banana.
That scene never gets old.
No, it doesn't. That movie's ridiculous. All those movies are so funny, though. They don't do anything like that anymore.
I think that had its time in like the early 2000s. That was a good time for it. I don't know how it would be now, because honestly, there aren't any good, like, that many great horror movies or movies coming out that are worth spoofing.
I know. It's so true. I mean, there's plenty that you could still spoof, but I don't know. It's just, different. It's weird.
That it is, but
it's weird how times change.
since we're on the movie talk, have you seen John Wick 3?
Funny enough, we actually started John Wick 3 tonight.
You
and got 30 minutes in and had to bathe crew and all that kind of stuff. But I can tell you from the first 30 minutes, it's pretty much just a bunch of chaos and pretty cool, like knife killing and horse riding.
Yeah, dude, I was going to say, like, that scene where he like jabs, there were two scenes, I think, in the first 30 minutes that were like, oh my God, this movie's going to be awesome. One was when he is fighting that NBA player, the really tall fucking guy.
Yeah, yeah. And the, like, first guy he fights in the library, right?
Yeah, like the way he like put the book in his mouth and then started punching it and then like broke his neck over the fucking book. That was insane.
Yeah.
And then when he like stabbed the one dude in the eye with a fucking knife.
Well, that too. I mean, one after the other, those two guys at the end in that part when he stabbed the guy right on top of his head.
Yeah.
The bald guy. Yeah. And then he slowly stabbed the one guy in his eye. That was pretty graphic.
Yeah.
And then I think the guy he stabbed on top of the head, like, pulled the knife out and then he threw an axe at him and then hit him in the head.
Yeah, that was fucking sick.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Well,
so that's all I've seen. I had to turn it off from there, but we'll finish it later. But I mean, just crazy already.
Yeah, it's good. I think you'll enjoy the rest of it. But after I watched it, I came up with some pretty genius, like, ideas for some John Wick shorts that they should make for YouTube. Like, it could be, you know, like 10 minutes long or something. So I came up with a few of them. I'm sure there's like a dozen more I could come up with. The first one was John Wick goes to Home Depot on Black Friday. And the reason I picked Home Depot is because there's so many weapons in that store, like an axe, a hammer, a nail gun, like, you name it. Everything is in there.
Yeah, I mean, he could usually pretty much use everything as a weapon. And just like, they just do a short fucking 30 minutes of him just killing people straight down every fucking aisle.
Yeah, like imagine he just goes in there for those, like, he just goes in right when they open on Black Friday to get some basic stuff, you know, like, I don't know, paint and some rope. And like, he's just not even there for any of the sales. But like, someone like bumps into him, or like he bumps into someone accidentally while they're like trying to get all these sale items. And they're like, hey, asshole, watch where the fuck you're going. And then just all hell breaks loose and he grabs a hammer and it's just fucking chaos in Home Depot for like 10 minutes on Black Friday.
So he's just killing all these innocent people that are there for Black Friday.
Well, it's not him going on a rampage. Like, it's people attacking him because a big brawl just breaks out.
Okay, yeah. But he's like mowing through everybody.
Yeah. And I mean, in real life, John Wick would just be like not trying to kill these people because they're obviously just regular civilians. He would just like punch them and then leave. But like, it'd be so funny if he just fucking hammered like 40 people to death in Home Depot. But it would also be funny if like all the like employees start fighting him, but they're like really trained. So they're actually like,
yeah, I mean, that's exactly what needs to happen in the video, is like the guys with the aprons on are like, most of them are mediocre fighters. And then he comes up to like the last one and it's like almost like that scene in Dumb and Dumber when he busts through the door and he's like that one ninja guy. Comes up to like the boss guy and he's like, I don't know, he's just got like the apron on and fucking does like crazy backflips and gets to him and then he shoots him with a nail gun or something. That would be good.
Okay, the next one is equally as far-fetched, probably more far-fetched. Do you know how when you go to Dairy Queen and they hand you your Blizzard, they turn it upside down first?
No, I've never been to Dairy Queen.
You don't know about this? I don't know. No. I don't know what the reasoning is behind this. I guess maybe to show how thick the blizzard is. But if you order a blizzard, okay. if you order a blizzard, right before they hand it to you, they turn it upside down for a second, and then they turn it back over and they hand it to you, like to show that it's thick, I guess.
Yeah.
And nothing's going to spill.
You could probably do that with a McFlurry.
Oh, you could, but Dairy Queen yeah. is the only dumbass that's like, we should do this.
Here you go.
So it'd be funny if John Wick orders a blizzard and the guy turns it over and the ice cream actually does fall out. And then John Wick just gets super fucking pissed and he starts fighting the little cashier. And then of course, you know, everyone that works at that Dairy Queen happens to know how to fight. And then chaos.
Even better. Like they go to turn it upside down and it doesn't fall out. They just drop it on accident. And then he's just like, what the fuck?
He's like, are you fucking kidding me? And the kid's like, I can make you another one. I'll even give you a bigger one. And he's just like, I don't think so.
He just shoots him right in the head. He doesn't even answer him. He doesn't even let him answer. He's like, are you fucking kidding me? So you see it like it's at an angle where you see from the opposite side of the cashier gets his head blown through and you see the hole through his head and then it's like John Wick with the gun and then the kid falls down and then someone comes over, like a girl comes over and just like, oh my God, John Wick just fucking mows her down. Fucking, or like he shoots a bow and arrow right through her freaking tit.
It'd be so classic though when like right when he shoots the cashier, it immediately cuts to like some older woman like sipping on her milkshake and just blood splatters on her face.
And at the end of killing all his people, John Wick goes to the cash register and just puts his money in and fucking pays for it. Like, thanks. I think the funniest thing about it to me with John Wick is the way Keanu Reeves runs. It kind of gets to me.
Yeah, like he doesn't look like he's putting a lot of effort into running.
Yeah, he runs like with his shoulders. He runs like, I don't know how to, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Other than that, he's definitely legit because I know he does all of his stunts, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least he knows how to shoot and shit, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So what's the next one?
All right. The next one is he gets remarried. They're at the
That's already funny.
They're at the wedding. They cut into their wedding cake. And when they remove the slice from the cake, it's the wrong fucking flavor. And he just fucking goes bananas. Like he starts fighting the wedding planner, the caterers, the fucking DJ, like everybody.
Oh, he definitely kills the DJ. Usually the DJs suck at weddings. They're usually like older white guys that just don't know what they're doing. At least the weddings I've been to. I need to go to some different weddings.
It'd be so funny if he walks up to the DJ and like, he forces the DJ's mouth open and puts a microphone in it and then just punches the microphone. And then you just hear the loud thud and a bunch of feedback after that happens.
That would be pretty sick.
And the whole time the wife is just like, it's okay. I like this flavor too. And he's just like not having it.
I'm okay with the flavor, babe.
It'd be funny if he
shoots her in the face.
It'd be funny if you end up
fucking kidding me.
It'd be funny if you end up killing like 15 people at his own wedding, and then it turns out that that was the cake they asked for, and he just got confused.
Dude, I just thought of it. He like kills all these people, and then she's like, "Babe, I'm okay. This is the flavor I wanted," and he goes, are you fucking kidding me? It's just fucking. blows her head off. And then he's like, I want a divorce, bitch.
Or maybe he says that before he shoots her. I want a divorce. I don't know.
That'd be good. Okay. I got one more short idea.
That's good. Okay.
Okay. So this time John Wick goes to a concert to see his favorite like 80s band, like Bon Jovi or something. And it's at like, let's say a stadium, like a football stadium or something. So there's like at least 70,000 people there.
Okay.
The band has to cut their concert short because like kind of shitty weather. And so, you know, the band is like stranded backstage, like, or in their bus or something. They can't leave the property because the weather's so bad. But John Wick is like, I came here to see a specific song. I'm not fucking leaving until they play this song. And like security's just like, show's over. Get the fuck out of here. And then it's just chaos with like 70,000 people fighting each other and John Wick fucking murdering like 8,000 people in a football stadium.
Oh my God. I just pictured him like backstage, like, I'm not leaving until they play my song. I came here for that song and that song only. Sir, get the fuck out. Show's over. He blows his head off. Then he takes like bazookas and fucking shoots him out into the crowd. So it blows up like thousands of people. And then he starts flame throwing it everywhere. Like they definitely need to bring in a flamethrower with him.
And then, and then the whole point is he's killing his way to the tour bus, like to see the band. And like, so he's just killing all of the band security guards and then the security staff for the venue and police officers and random ass people.
Yeah, just everyone. Every single person, even like innocent women and children. He's just fucking mowing them down. And then he finally gets to the band, his favorite band, and he's like, fuck you. And then he just fucking throws a grenade into the tour bus. The tour bus blows up. Oh my God. He kills himself too. He's like, fuck this. And then John Wick, there's no more John Wick. That's the only way they're going to stop making John Wick movies.
Oh my God.
He's got to kill himself. Oh my God.
I would, if I won the lottery, like millions of dollars, I would fund this fucking short film. No questions asked.
Oh, that's so good. Fucking John Wick, dude. Oh my God.
I think just the thought of him finally getting to the bus after killing thousands of people and he's just like, fuck you.
Oh my God, I just thought it was really funny too. What if another short film was he went to like a pet store? And he's looking for a specific dog. And they didn't have the dog he wanted. So he's like talking to a cashier like some nerdy kid, like, we don't carry those dogs. And he's just like, fuck you. He just takes like a fucking machete and just chops the kid's head off. Oh my God.
What if he goes to a casino to gamble and it's like some little 60-year-old woman that's like a blackjack dealer, and his first hand when he sits down, like he goes over and she has blackjack and he just pulls out his gun and shoots her in the face.
Oh my God. All of these are so acceptable that it could be any scenario and it would be amazing. Especially if Keanu Reeves is the one doing it too. I mean, it could be like, oh my God, I would watch it. I would pay for it.
We can try to keep this going as an ongoing segment, because I don't think you can run out of ideas that like that would be amazing. Like,
no, you really can't. Like, let's, for instance, he goes in to get his hair cut. And he's like, yeah, I just want like my dead ends cut off, and then I want you to wash it. And that's it. And so he gets a haircut, and the guy takes off like 4 inches. And he's just like, you son of a bitch.
Stabs him in the throat with the scissors.
No, yeah, he cuts off his freaking wiener. And and then he goes to the little mini fridge, takes one of the fucking like beers that they have in there, and then goes up to the cash register, and the guy's like, that'll be $36.40. And he's like, fuck you. Blows his head off. And then he jumps out the window, like breaks the glass kind of thing. Real epic. And then he puts his sunglasses on and walks away slowly.
Oh my God.
It could really be anything.
Here's a good one.
Bring it on.
Last one, unless you have a good one. So John Wick is laying in bed with his wife, and he's wearing a Fitbit. And he's like looking at his Fitbit, and he notices that like it shows that his steps go up by like 5 steps. And he's like, I'm laying in bed. How are my steps going up? And, and his wife is just like, it probably just like recognizes your arm movement and just counts it as steps. And he's like, this is bullshit. And then it cuts. And then the next scene, it cuts to him on a plane heading to like Fitbit headquarters.
Oh my God. That is definitely the best one. Fitbit headquarters.
And then after he kills a bunch of people at Fitbit headquarters, he looks at his Fitbit and he's like, now that looks about right.
No, even better, he gets off the plane. Everybody's dead on the plane, even the pilots. He fucking landed the plane. And then he walks off the plane. Everybody's like dead, like blood all over his seats and stuff. He's just... Oh my God, that is classic. Definitely he would be the one to land the plane, just shoot everybody. But they don't even show you that. They just show you him landing it, or like just walking off or something. Fucking classic.
Or they show him walking off the plane with his bag, and then like the woman who's like going to be boarding the next flight tells him to have a good day, and he smiles and says thank you. And then like 30 seconds later, one woman comes running off the plane covered in blood screaming.
Oh my God.
Okay. We gotta have some more of these ready for next time, because these are fucking classic.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. So TV show ideas. You got a couple here.
Yeah, these are just very loose ideas that I came up with. Like, I don't have a whole lot to elaborate on, but I thought of one show where it's like a bunch of female cops that are like sassy, and it's called Vagges with Badges.
Okay.
And like, I just pictured it being like a reoccurring thing on the show where like they try to arrest people or something, or they try to, you know, tell someone to take a sobriety test. And every show, in some way or another, someone like doesn't believe that they're real cops because they're like so hot or something. And so these people are like, oh, you're a cop? Really? Prove it. And then they say, show me your vag. And then and then they get fucking tased and arrested and put in the back of the car.
What channel would this be on?
I could see this being on whatever channel that Live PD show is on.
Really? Is it going to be like a comedy?
Yeah, it would almost be like a Reno 911 type thing, but like,
oh my God,
like,
yeah,
all women cops.
Yeah, that would be classic. I would watch that.
I did. Like, I came up with the name of it, and I was just like, the name alone, Vagges with Badges, is pretty fucking funny.
That's actually pretty genius, and I could see them making something like that.
Well, I better get like a candy bar or something as a thank you. So my other one was a very even looser idea, where it's just people trying to escape from an escape room, but they've been pepper sprayed like while they're in the room. So like, not only is it difficult to get out of an escape room when you can fucking see and you're not in agony, but these people have just been pepper sprayed and can barely see anything or understand what their fucking name is.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? So like you walk into the room and then it just like this automatic thing just sprays everybody in the eyes.
it's like that episode. And of like,
it's like, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. You're an 8. You're 2 4s. Front and back. Oh God. So I'm trying to think like, cause there's some, I don't know if you've ever done an escape room. They're pretty fun, but could you imagine if it was like a giant group, like an 8 person, or sometimes they can be even bigger and all of them get sprayed in the eyes. And then like, I don't know, that would just be insane.
I'd watch that shit. I'd subscribe.
I would lose my mind.
I'd subscribe to HBO just for that.
I don't know if HBO would put something fucking like that out. They'd be like, are you fucking serious right now?
Is that too?
We only do quality A shit.
You're saying that's too immature for them?
Probably.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But you could put it on, I could see it being on like Stars.
bunch of fucking amateurs over at Stars.
Stars. I don't know. I like the cop show. Good God. Badges with badges. It's classic.
Yeah.
All right. So let's wrap it up with some office humor. Everybody works in an office. Most people. If you work at home, fuck you.
So I was in a video like chat at work the other day, kind of a group thing, and I just thought it would be funny if, you know, someone's like really busy and they're trying to multitask and they're just like, oh, I hope you don't mind like if I, you know, start my lunch, you know, while we're doing this meeting, I haven't had a chance to eat today. And then they like take out some lobster and one of those fucking, you know, like metal handle things to like crack the lobster claws. And they're just fucking going to town on this lobster and dipping it in the butter and getting butter all over their goddamn face.
Good God. But oh, is there camera on? Are they doing like a Skype kind of thing?
Yeah. Like they're, you can see them eating this and like cracking the lobster. Oh,
that is so genius. Like I almost want to start doing stuff like that to be an asshole. Like just purposely put my camera on any meeting that I have with like people at work. Like if it's like work meetings, not with like clients, mm-hmm. and just eat the most absurd thing while they're friggin' talking.
Pork rinds.
Just like pork rinds. Just like, oh my God, like making fajitas. Just like skillet and all. You have someone bring you a skillet of fajitas. It's just like steaming everywhere. You try to build it all together. Your hands are getting shit all over them. Fucking just, oh my God.
Or you've got one of those big, like big metal bowls and you put a bunch of wings in there and then hot sauce and you're just tossing the wings.
Yeah. One hand. I'm doing one hand tosses. And then freaking just getting in it with the wings while they're all talking still. Just like sucking on my fingers and
and you're just sweating profusely. Like, hey Frank, can you get me some fucking water from the cooler? These wings are fucking killing me.
I need a cup of waters and a towel, stat. It's hot as shit. And tell Amy, shut the fuck up.
Can you imagine? It'd be so funny if you're eating wings with your hand while you're doing work on your computer, and then like your boss comes over to talk to you about something and he looks down at your keyboard and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, there's sauce all over your damn keyboard.
But it's only, it's like, there's only sauce on like the letters P-O-R-N.
And enter.
Enter. Space bar, space bar, space bar. And then he looks up at the screen and it's just like, fucking midget born. Because it saves his searches. So he doesn't have to type in midget anymore.
You think if you were caught at work looking at like midget porn, that they would mention the kind of porn to you when they're like sitting you down, or would they just mention the word porn?
I don't know. But if anybody ever was dumb enough to look at porn at work, I mean, they deserve every bit of what's coming to them.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there are people with like real addiction problems that probably do.
Oh, I'm sure, especially now with their own phones. But that's so bad, man. Especially if you're on your work's network. That's so weird.
Well, you have to think, you and I are both working for like kind of tech companies where like our bosses probably know how to monitor exactly what everyone is looking up. I guarantee you at the average office, like the boss probably would have no clue that you're looking at that stuff on your like work computer or using their Wi-Fi network on your phone unless like they saw you doing it, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. It's just weird to think about, but there's definitely people that do it. Definitely.
But it would just be so funny for like you to be brought into like HR's office and they're like, midget porn. And you're like, what? Why does it
matter? You like it too? Have you seen this one? This gets me going every time. Makes me want to jump on some stilts and fucking ride, baby.
The guy's like, I could just realize that I left my kid in the back of a hot car, but you put that video on, I'm not checking on that kid for at least 10 minutes.
Dude, oh my God. I couldn't even imagine. But
what, midget porn or leaving your kid in the back of a hot car?
I guess both. I could never do it. Nope. I'm good.
What if they made a midget porn where that was the plot? Like, it's a midget that's playing a baby that's locked in the back of a hot car. And then, like, some woman with her tits spilling out, like, busts the window open. And she's like, oh, my God. I can't believe your family just left you in the back of this hot car. And then she just starts.
Here, let me help you.
And everyone's like, oh, my God, she's a pedophile. Why is she fucking that baby?
It's not a baby. It's a midget. It's a little person, I swear. Oh, man. Wonder why it's funnier when it's the word midget instead of just a normal person.
I don't know.
Do you think that's what a midget thinks?
What, like that? Do they think that their like midget is funny too, or do they think that regular people are funny?
Oh no! Do you think that like they're like, well, why the fuck is it so funny because it's a midget?
And I'm sure they do. And I shouldn't have said regular people because we're all pieces of shit, you know, midgets.
Yeah, we're all people.
Midgets,
doesn't matter if
tall people. Fuck us all.
Yeah, it's very true. Good God. Well,
I think we're gonna wrap it up with midgets today.
Yeah, I mean, no better word or topic to wrap a show up on at the tail end of a short episode of an hour
and 3 minutes.
I don't know. I was trying to make another midget joke there, but it didn't work out. But hey, shout out to midgets and homeless people. And God, we love you.
Please keep listening. We need the listener.
Yeah, keep listening. If you're out there, shoot us some messages, hit us up, and keep listening if you want a giggle with your jiggle, if you know what I'm saying.
All right, man. Until next time.
Hey, until next time, hotcakes. We'll see you next week. Love you, man.
Love you, bro. Peace.
Peace, Dizzle. Thanks for listening to Just Kidding, But Seriously with Cam and Eli. If you enjoy our rants and wild nonsense, check us out every week on iTunes and Spotify. You can also email us at jkbspodcast@gmail.com. Again, I'm Cam Ivey, an all-around decent guy. Until next time, don't take life so seriously. I'm just kidding. But seriously.